This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Senator, I want to read a letter to you that's in the New York Times today, written by Martin Platt from New York City. It reads, I would propose passing the Republican health care bill without amendment on the condition that all members of the House and the Senate be required to have health insurance as laid out by this plan and only by this plan for themselves, their wives, or husbands and their children. This would also apply to the president, the vice president, and their families, as well as all members of the cabinet and all federal employees. My question to you, sir, is would you and your family sign up for the bill as proposed right now?
Well, we currently have Obamacare, and we're mandated by law. I'm not sure the specifics of what will happen, but my guess is this will be binding on us as well. But no, I don't really want it, because I want to be allowed to choose inexpensive insurance. In fact, one of the big replacement ideas I had was to legalize inexpensive insurance. But to get inexpensive insurance, you have to repeal the regulations. There's 12 regulations in Obamacare. We're repealing two of them. So we might be able to whittle the price down a little bit, but I don't think prices are going to come down at all. You have to let people buy what they want. Now, they're saying we're giving waivers to states, but what I'm hearing back is that many states won't accept the waivers. On the left, people say, oh, no, they're going to accept all the waivers and there'll be no protection. From the right, I'm worried that they'll accept no waivers and the price will still be sky high to buy insurance.
Well, you know, we continue to debate it. This is the, you know, the beauty of, you know, due process. And, you know, having a bicameral House here, Republicans are in control, but maybe not of themselves, Scott, as they try to, well, you know, work through this stuff here.
It'd be really great if it was actually a debate and they were actually working together. But honestly, it's one side saying that, well, no, we're not going to work with you. In fact, I could probably even pull up the, Schumer?
Mm-hmm.
When he says, you know, hey, we'll work if you do exactly what we want you to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Oh, clever.
Yeah, right. In fact, I have it right here if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Okay. Yep.
The only way we're going to work with him is if he moves completely in our direction and abandons his Republican colleagues.
Yeah, so let's invalidate the vote and what the people said, because the Democrats know best, because, you know, we had 8 previous years of Democratic rule that just went spectacular, didn't it?
Well, yeah, they've lost, this is a long time coming. They've lost more seats under Obama than any previous administration. As far as I know, anyways. I guess I haven't looked too far back.
Well, suppose like 1,000, you know, 1,000 seats. I mean, you got state houses that have been turned, kind of like right now. I mean, as Donald Trump was saying, you know, don't let Pelosi go. Keep Pelosi, keep crying Chucky in there, because it served the Republicans well. Well, Barack Obama, with Obamacare and his progressive policies, I mean, and this is the opportunity that America has to really discern what it is their politicians are doing. And the Democrats have been fully exposed. And, of course, add to that, as you said, they've rejected any kind of participation. Of course, they will tell you, as talking heads, you know, you see them on some of these TV shows, you know, doing their 8-second sound bites. Well, yeah, we want to get involved. Well, it's not want to. You have to get involved. And where are you? What are the ideas that are coming out from the Dems to say this is, you know, hey, look, at we're here in the early stages. You know, here's our read. Here's how we can participate and do some of the lifting to get this thing back on track. But we're not hearing that, are we?
No, and that's unfortunate. They need to stop obstructing and start participating.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, Scott, I believe they have some ideas. I'm not saying that they're devoid of it, but Nancy Pelosi's got everybody lockstep here, just as Harry Reid did before. And this is one thing you can hand to the Democrats. You know, they got a party line, because they know if they come against too hard against Nancy Pelosi has a lot of purse strings. And that's what she's sitting on right now, as she refers to herself as the master legislator. She is the Yoda. Did you know that? She's the Yoda. Must be. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're talking an all-in kind of proposition here if this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. As you know, top-down is what got us into this mess. Megan Barth joins us because it's Friday, and Friday means it's time for Megan, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great this Friday. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, you know, I don't know how I missed the memo here, but I am seeing you all over with this 360 Daily Net Las Vegas. You want to tell us about that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad. You know, it's a great site. It's a local endeavor that Rob Lauer decided to take up. It's out of Las Vegas. We film out of Las Vegas. It's developing into our own news program. I'm about to do my own half-hour show each week.
Wow,
and we focus on local politics from a conservative and libertarian point of view because this town, as you know, is run by the unions, and it tends to influence the news. As most of the news nationally is left, so is ours here locally. And so we're gaining ground. We've got tons of views, and that's really good to hear. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, I saw that. I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell our audience that, look, you can see Megan's very pretty face on 360 and of course, her brilliant mind as well, not only here with us every week, but there and many other places. So always good.
I just did NRA TV. With Hot Mike with Bill Whittle, who's one of my favorite sages in the conservative movement, and that's gotten hundreds of thousands of views. So, yeah, it's always good to get in front of a camera when I can, and you know, talk about exactly what's going on and bring a little truth to the narrative.
Yeah, imagine that. What a novel concept. Good week for the president. You know, capped off in Iowa. We've been saying on this show for quite a while he needed to get out of the Beltway. He did. I'm not sure he was listening to us specifically, but it has served him well. I think it re-energized him, you know, and he's away from that echo chamber and the morass of misinformation and fake news that the Beltway seems to provide these days.
Well, one of the greatest things he said in Iowa is that any immigrant that comes to this country will no longer be entitled for 5 years to welfare. And I think this is the fundamental transformation that we need, because under our open borders policy under Obama for the last 8 years, when immigrants were crossing our border, we were giving them welfare, we were giving them lawyers, we were giving them every type of aid, and what this does is create generational poverty, mm-hmm. whereby you condition immigrants, unlike immigrants of yore, like Ellis Island, you condition them to become dependent on the system, on the state. And
exactly.
that is what the Democrats are about. The Democrats are about the state and not the individual. So the bigger the state, the happier the Democrats. The smaller the individual, the happier the Democrats. And so these types of policies that Donald Trump is looking at are needed. And who could really disagree with that statement? Who, except for a Democrat, but who with common sense would say that's a bad thing? We should be using our money, and they're taking in record amounts of federal tax dollars each year. That should be going towards our defense, our infrastructure, and our own people who are citizens of this country that may need a leg up.
Exactly.
It was Ronald Reagan that said the role of welfare shouldn't be to create more dependency. It should be to get people off of welfare.
And to me, that's the true measure of an effective program. Are you getting more people off, or are they becoming a generational liability? And the thing is the liability, and people need to understand this, the liability isn't so much of the other people. It's themselves. It's their own family members that are impacted by this. And that's what I want, you know, conservatives and Republicans to, you know, hammer out there, to keep that message out in front. It's not like, you know, we're mean-spirited and we just think that we should hurt people who come here, that we shouldn't help them. Look at, they come here to the United States and you hear these success stories. In fact, we were interviewing a guy yesterday who was unemployed, and starts a restaurant out of his apartment. Megan, I mean, as you can imagine, before you know it, I mean, he's just kind of doing it for fun and the whole deal. Next thing you know, he's got like 150, 200 people showing up at his apartment, you know, to enjoy what it is that they have to offer. But, you know, this is American ingenuity. I mean, of course, illegal. You know, you can't go around turning your apartment into a restaurant like that. But, you know, there's all kinds of ideas. And this is what I love about Trump right now, is that he's got people thinking again and hope. And dreaming big dreams. I mean, another conversation this week we had with the Bank of America. You know, small business activity is on the rise. And what is the difference? The difference is Donald Trump right now.
Right. And that's the beauty of America. And that's how powerful his message has been. When we look at the stock market, when we look at consumer confidence index, when we look at all the indicators of optimism related in the business sector and even in the individual sector, they are at all time highs. When we look at what happened with Obamacare, for example, and one statistic I'd like to point out, which I wrote about, which is one nation under Medicare. With misery and poverty for all, the Democrats want Medicare for all, which is just another way of saying single payer. So they want to grow the dependency class. When you look at the latest statistics that were published by a study, and I can't remember from whom, but in New Mexico, for example, 72% of all newborn babies are born into Medicaid.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And we have a Medicaid problem. When we are having babies born, nearly half of the population of newborn babies, half of in 24 of our states, the majority of babies are born into Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
We need to turn this system around because we are producing generations, future generations of dependency. And this type of dependency needs to be weaned down so that we do not have newborns being born into a dependent system.
Well,
and
this,
so
is a back, this is a backdoor process.
Is so important.
Yeah. Megan, this is what the Democrats do. If they can't get it straight up and get it passed, they find a way to backdoor the deal. I mean, this is backdoor single payer. That's, you know, to your point. You know, yesterday we were talking and I caused some people to, you know, find themselves in a ditch as they were driving down the road because I said, what if Republicans and conservatives came up with their own single payer idea? What would that look like? Only because what's happened is we can thank the Democrats and Barack Obama for letting the, you know, the horses out of the barn. And I think it's going to be a real challenge, and the challenge that Republicans are having right now is, you know, like that one woman at the town hall meeting says, look it, I pay a buck for my Obamacare. You better not take that away from me. You know, that is the sentiment. That's where the rubber meets the road. So the Republicans have a huge charge here to not only repeal and replace, but replace it with something that is discernibly better. And I'm not sure they're there yet, Megan.
Well, I'm not sure yet either, but we have to create a system that's not single-payer. How about the free market?
Well, what a novel concept, yes?
What a novel concept.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Megan Barth is with us. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The Paris Agreement would have cost America millions of lost jobs and billions of lost dollars and put us at a permanent economic disadvantage. It's a catastrophe if we would have agreed. And they all say it's non-binding. Like hell it's non-binding. When we get sued by everybody because we thought it was non-binding, then you can tell me it was non-binding. I was elected to serve the citizens of Iowa and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Florida and all 50 states and all 320 million American citizens.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 20 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with our conversation. Highlights there from the Iowa speech that he gave. You know, this is what you love about Donald Trump when he's on point. It's very simple. The math is clear. I mean, you know, those that are against this, I mean, they just have to say, so what? So what? You know, we're going to go broke. It doesn't matter. You know, you got to stay with the Paris Accord.
Right, and no one really even knew what was in the Paris Accord, except that we funneled $1 billion into the Green Climate Fund. We were the only country to put the first down payment into this redistribution of wealth scam, this Ponzi scheme, whereby the biggest polluters hadn't donated into the Green Climate Fund. Mm. This was simply a massive transfer of wealth, further bankrupting our country at the behest of others. And so Donald Trump has reestablished our position in the world as a leader, mm-hmm. not as an apologizer. And this, for Democrats, is the bane of their existence, because we had an apology tour going on for 8 years. We had a president who told us that Islam had nothing to do with Islamic terror. He told us that climate change was a greater threat to our lives than terrorism. And I was just on a previous show right before I got on here, and I was saying the Americans are smarter than the Democrats need us to be. They passed Obamacare, as Jonathan Gruber said, based on the stupidity right. of the American people. And the Democrats rely on ignorance. In order to win elections, they rely on feelings in order to win elections. Well, feelings don't pay your bills. And when we look at the amount of debt that has been accumulated in the past administration, and when we look at the overall debt, we have a lot of digging. And the only way we can do and dig ourselves out of this is focus on our country mm-hmm. and make sure that our country is safe and secure, and we wean down the entitlement class, which is the welfare system, by where we should be focused on getting people off of government and into the free market and creating the jobs that will create the need for fully skilled workers, not part-time workers, full-time workers.
Exactly.
And once we, and the majority of jobs under Barack Obama were part-time. Why? Because of Obamacare. Employers did not want fully vested full-time workers, because then they would have to pay the astronomical prices related to Obamacare. So they hired and reduced hours to 30 hours a week. Many people were taking multiple part-time jobs to make ends meet just to afford their premiums. And so we need to reinvigorate the American dreams by creating opportunity, not dependency.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where people are going to be happiest. We know this traditionally, Megan. You and I know this. But unfortunately, we have this developed entitlement class. Thank you very much. The Democrats, brought to you by the Democratic Party. And they've been very effective in it. As long as, speaking of voting, and we allow people who are on entitlements to vote, well, you know, they influence what is happening. And so they've built in that entitlement class so that the Democrats can continue to be reelected. But fortunately, America woke up and they saw reality, regardless of the alternate universe the Beltway lives in and what they're trying to promote on people. We've got enough people right now to tip the scales to where there is some reason, but we've got to make some things happen. I don't think we've got an extensive period of time, you know, in which to right the ship here, Megan Barth.
very close to having more people on in the wagon than are pulling the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a typical Cloward-Piven strategy, whereby you overthrow capitalism by creating a larger dependent class. So the state is the provider of all instead of the individual. And this has been the goal of the Democrats for as long as I can remember. Obamacare only expanded Medicaid. It didn't really provide care. It just threw people into a broken, dependent, fraudulent system. And so we do have to reverse the tide. We do have to get legislation through. We have to get the moderate Republicans out of their moderation. A Democrat is never going to vote for a moderate Republican.
Right, exactly.
Ever.
Yeah. Ask John McCain about that, supposedly. Hey, let me talk about Mueller here as we're running out of time. Can he really be impartial?
Well, obviously not. You know, according to the special counsel statute, he is required to step down. That is the law. He is required because of his relationship with a key witness who is James Comey.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to say, are we a nation of laws? Because if we are a nation of laws, he either needs to recuse himself or Rosenstein, the acting attorney general, needs to fire him and
right.
then recuse himself.
Exactly. Well, he's not doing it, so who's going to call the question? Because Rosenstein's already said he's not going to let him go, and he's the authority. He says that he serves, basically, the special counsel is serving at his behest. You know, forget about the people and forget about, you know, all that we're going through here. Because he was basically what this has become, as the president has said, it's an absolute witch hunt, Megan.
We have no idea what Mueller is investigating, do we?
Right. No. That's what I'm saying. It's a witch hunt.
He has a duty to go publicly, unlike James Comey, and tell us exactly what the matter is. Remember,
no.
Now all investigations are considered matters,
yes,
according
right.
to Loretta Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
What is he investigating?
Yeah, where's the crime? What is the crime here?
That's right.
I mean, it's like we'll find one eventually, you know, just stay with us a little bit longer. We're going to spend a ton of money and we'll find a crime somewhere. And the crime they'll probably end up like they did before is, you know, somebody either misspoke, they caught them lying or whatever. And then that becomes the big crime. And the crime that actually occurred, the unmasking of Mike Flynn, is totally ignored.
Well, and Susan Rice has to testify. She was supposed to testify in front of Congress this week and she just simply flat out refused.
Right.
The DOJ, Jeff Sessions, or whomever, needs to take a stronger role in opening special counsels into all of the crimes and misdemeanors under the Barack Obama administration that has been found out through FOIA requests. Now we have records related to that unmasking, that illegal unmasking, that have been moved to the Barack Obama Presidential Library. It doesn't even have an address yet.
Right.
The president needs to come out and say, release the papers. And let's get on to business.
Yeah, what was all that? How were they able to do that, to circumvent the law and all put it under the guise of his presidential library? I mean, again, we're being worked and manipulated by former President Obama, and he's no longer in the White House. It's amazing what he's able to do still.
Well, the president needs to demand those records, and he needs to demand them now, before they disappear like Hillary Clinton's 30,000 emails. Maybe Hillary Clinton's 30,000 emails are in the Barack Obama Presidential Library.
You think? I mean, they're either there or maybe in Al Capone's vault. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's the Chicago way.
Yeah, we got to find him. We'll find him sooner or later. Where's Geraldo when we need him, you know? Come on. Well, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Good stuff here, Megan. And meanwhile, the Dems are still unraveling. I mean, they're unraveling so bad that they want to kill the queen bee, right?
Oh, gosh, that sounds like inflammatory, insightful language there.
Oh,
though.
I'm sorry. I didn't think I said that out loud. I thought maybe I was just thinking it.
Right. Well, Nancy Pelosi, the queen bee herself, thinks she's just the best thing of... The best thing ever. Right?
Oh, she's the master legislator. She's
master
the Yoda.
That's
it. Thank you, Megan.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Russia has a history of cyber attacks against our country. Is that true?
Yes.
In the parlance of our former jobs, Russia would be considered a career offender as it comes to seeking to undermine the foundations of our republic. They are constantly trying to attack the foundations and firmament of our republic. Is that fair?
I think that's a fair statement.
All right. So they're a career offender. They have a history of cyber attacks on our country. We suspected before the November election. Sir?
As do others, by the way.
Yes, sir. It's not just them, but for purpose of this morning, I want to focus on Russia. We suspected before the November elections that they might attack our voting infrastructure. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
In fact, you warned that they were going to do so.
I was very concerned that they would do so, which is why I kept issuing all these public statements. Yes, sir.
All right. At the time you separated from service in January of 2017, you have seen no evidence that the Russians were successful at changing voter tallies or voter totals.
Correct.
Let's go ahead and stop it right here, Scott.
You separated from service.
This is Trey Gowdy in his inquiry of Homeland Security, former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, over the Russian allegations. You know, we really appreciate the prosecutorial background of Trey Gowdy when he is able to, you know, do his job as an investigator on behalf of we the people. and having Jay Johnson there, again, laying the foundation in, you know, in terms of Russia, that it was a problem, this wasn't anything new. Clearly you understand that Jay Johnson is, he's on track. He's tracking on this, Scott. I mean, he's not thinking, all right, I'm getting lost here or whatever. I mean, he is, he's walking him through the flowers here, so to speak, of Russia, and getting agreement every step of the way that, that Russia is a career offender, so you can't expect them to do anything different than what they've always done. They've had that history of cyber attacks on our country, and it was easy to understand that they could and they may attack our voting infrastructure. After the election, President Obama took steps to target Russia, but of course that is too late. But going into it, what was Jay Johnson doing? So let's go on. Let's pick it up from there.
At the time you separated from service in January of 2017, had you seen any evidence that Donald Trump or any member of his campaign colluded, conspired, or coordinated with the Russians or anyone else to infiltrate or impact our voter infrastructure?
Not beyond what has been out there open source, and not beyond anything that I'm sure this committee has already seen and heard before directly from the intelligence community. So the only thing I'd have on that is derivative of what the intelligence community has and the law enforcement community.
Speaking of the intelligence community, it strikes me that most of the information currently available was available in the fall of 2016. Most of the intelligence products that are relied upon to form certain assessments, that underlying data was available in 2016, some of it before the election.
I'm not in a position to agree or disagree with that because I don't have access anymore to intelligence over the last 5 months.
Well, looking at this a different way, before the election in November of 2016, you had already seen evidence of Russian efforts to impact our election. In fact, you testified,
yes,
they had a preference for a candidate. They were aggressive, and I think you used the phrase plain and simple.
Yes, but with respect to efforts to hack into the DNC and other political organizations, yes, very clearly.
All right.
Correct.
Well, this is, I guess, what I'm getting at. They're a career offender when it comes to attacking the foundations of our republic. They have a history of cyber attacks on our country. You warned before the elections that they may attack our voting infrastructure. After the election, President Obama took steps to target Russia, and you took steps to consider our voting apparatus to be critical infrastructure. Given what we knew before the election, what more could we have done and should we have done? We weren't surprised that Russia was doing this to us. They always do it to us. So what more could we have done, should we have done, before the election?
Well, hindsight is brilliant. Hindsight is 20/20. I'll preface my answer by saying I think it was unprecedented, the scale and the scope of what we saw them doing. And you know, there have very clearly been intrusions before by a number of state actors, as I'm sure you're aware. You know, in retrospect, it would be easy for me to say that I should have bought a sleeping bag and camped out in front of the DNC in late summer, with the benefit of hindsight. I can tell you for certain that in the late summer, fall, I was very concerned about what I was seeing, and this was on my front burner all throughout the pre-election period in August, September, October, and early November to encourage the states to come in and seek our assistance. And I'm glad that most of them, red and blue, did. Hindsight is perfect, 2020, but I'm satisfied that this had my attention. It had the attention of my people because I pushed them at every step of the way to make sure we were doing everything we could do But obviously there are lessons learned from this experience, and for the future there is probably more we can and should do.
Let's go ahead and pause it right there, Scott. This is Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy, the Republican from South Carolina, you know, talking with and inquiring of Jay Johnson and with the House Intelligence Committee meeting. And, you know, and this is the thing that seems to fall short here, or at least that it's so political that, you know, we're not getting a straight answer, really. It's almost like you have this sense that Jay Johnson is measuring his answers, that there's some sort of other, you know, party line that has to be maintained. They just doesn't want to come out and say, I mean, he did, which kind of surprised me a little bit. But again, it's so much part of the public record that what else can he say? He really exposed himself. Said that the DNC didn't want the help. They didn't want Homeland Security's help. Even though he said it was a front burner deal, I think that it was a fair enough question to say, could you have done anything more? And it sounds to me, based on his answer, that it was front burner. He had his people involved. That there were states, Republican and Democrat, that Democrat controlled, that asked for their help, and they responded. Interesting that. Go ahead, Scott.
I actually have a clip here that his next turn of questioning that Gowdy asked him. We got some time if he.
Yeah, no, let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Johnson, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I do think it's important. The last time you and I talked, I wasn't 100% sure, but I've since had it confirmed. The DNC never turned the server over to law enforcement. So twice now you have said that you could have camped out in front of the DNC, and I would say in defense of you, it wouldn't have made any difference if you had, because they weren't going to give you the server. So if you're investigating, either from a law enforcement or from an intelligence standpoint, the hacking by a foreign hostile government, wouldn't you want the server? But wouldn't that help you, number one, identify who the attacker was? And if memory serves me, this was early in the summer of 2016 when we learned of the DNC hack. So if they had turned the server over to either you or Director Comey, maybe we would have known more, and maybe there would have been more for you to report. So I guess what I'm asking you is, why would the victim of a crime not turn over a server to the intelligence community or to law enforcement?
I'm not going to argue with you, sir.
And also, let's go ahead and stop it right there, Scott. Also, why wouldn't the government insist, if they're saying that this is bigger than expected, why wouldn't the government insist on getting that server?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just one of the many ways you can connect with us, and welcome, whether it's at BillMartinezLive.com, any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have, or around the world via shortwave. Here we are, doing everything we can to get you the news that is important to you, keep you up to date as to what's happening with the culture, entertainment, issues of faith. Hey, we're all in on your behalf. Glenn Stanton joins us. It's been a while since we've spoken with Glenn. Glenn is with Focus on the Family. And a little bit more about Glenn here very quickly. He's the director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus, a research fellow at the Institute of Marriage and the Family in Ottawa, in Ontario. He debates and lectures extensively on the issues of gender, sexuality, marriage, and parenting at universities, the universities that will still allow you to go there, right, Glenn? I mean, you know, you got all these safe zones anymore in these universities. But I guess they know up front if they're going to deal with something with Focus, you're going to give them straight and honest to your best ability.
Yeah, we're definitely going to come from a particular perspective.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes that's not always welcome.
Well, so much as the, you know, this is what's happened with the truth is that, you know, people want to ignore it. It's like, you know, we've got modern day Pontius Pilate walking around, you know, asking that millennial question. And I don't mean, I'm just saying that millennial, just historically, that it has been the question that's been gone through the millennia that echoes out even to this day, you know, what is truth?
Yeah. Well, and it's even worse than that, actually. I mean, it's not just indifference, but it's, you know, oftentimes violence and, you know, at best, you know, just solid resistance. So, you know, it's remarkable how many times I've been booed, you know, by audiences and not, you know, by saying anything wrong, but simply by proclaiming that humanity exists in male and female. And, you know, again, disagreement is disagreement, but to resist and to shout down That's where we've come to in our public discourse, and it's very disheartening.
Well, and people like yourself, myself, others, you know, we see this trajectory and the potential damage that they're on when they ignore the facts. Again, another one of those sayings, I mean, God himself, from his mouth to Caleb's ears, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that is a powerfully packed statement when you think about it. If you do right, this is God himself saying, if you do right, if you do the righteous things, if you do the God-honoring things, it will go well for you. And there's enough empirical evidence to demonstrate time and time again when we want to be like the other Old Testament nations and abandon God and begin to see things according to our own eyes, we end up sealing our fate in a way that we didn't intend.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, it's you know, when we follow God's laws, good things happen. When we don't, bad things happen. And that's a lot of the work that I do here at Focus on the Family, is looking at that from sort of sociological research, sexually, family-wise, marriage, parenting. When we follow God's rules, the society prospers.
Exactly.
People are safe. People do well. When we don't, bad things happen. And it's a fascinating course of study. And it shows me that, you know, God is right, God's word is right, and that we can have that confidence.
And the thing that makes it so complicated, Glenn, is when we get down the road, like the book of Ecclesiastes says, is that, you know, because sin is not dealt with immediately, it becomes complicated. It snowballs and it takes on a character of its own. I mean, here we are looking at things. I know some people, you know, when they realize and they get connected with God and their and in a sense, their DNA is responding to the things that God has imprinted in their hearts. And they have that, oh, yeah, moment. And I can appreciate how overwhelming it can be, you know, for us when we realize that we've missed the mark so much and that we want to get back on track right away. And meanwhile, there's lots of damage that has occurred.
Well, and that's the sad, sad thing. I mean, huge damage. It's interesting. I mean, I read a lot of secular writers. And with the sexual revolution, so many of them, and it's kind of a popular quote with them, is we had the sexual revolution and everyone lost. They're writing poignantly about how women have been hurt, men have been hurt, you know, too many out of wedlock births, and therefore the children are hurt. And that is exactly the thing is, you know, disobedience to God is a curse among a people. And we see that time and time again. And that's why, you know, the work that you do proclaiming the truth and, you know, so many pastors and churches and, you know, even us at Focus on the Family try to remain faithful and proclaim God's truth in a compassionate way, but also in just unrelenting truth.
Exactly. And I want people to understand that this is a process. I mean, we're not coming at you in a dogmatic sense, like as if Glenn and I got it all figured out. We're working this out. You know, it is a step-by-step process, as Paul said, that you're working out your salvation fearfully. And in that, it's not anything that we do, and I want to make sure that I'm doctrinally clear here, God has already worked out our salvation. But as Paul was referring to, is that the fruit of that awareness of understanding that God has done it, it should affect our character. It should affect our, you know, our purview and our worldview and how we respond to things. And the more definitive and the more we understand what it is that we believe and that we really believe in it, it's no longer about us individually. It's about the next generation. It's, you know, what's it going to be like? I mean, even now, you know, we're talking about this movement in the courts. I mean, the new buzzword is tri-parenting now. I mean, this is what's happened to the language and the perspective in the secular America that we live in today, that now there needs to be accommodation for more than, you know, the traditional, you know, mother, father, two-parent household, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And it's, I mean, basically what it is these movements in state legislatures to allow a couple to have more than two legal parents. to allow a child to have more than two legal parents. And we think, oh my goodness, that's crazy. How in the world and why is that necessary? Well, it really comes down to one simple thing, and that is the embracing of the same-sex home and the same-sex marriage and family. When biology and, you know, natural procreation is not a part of building a family, then we move away from the two people who are directly, you know, contributing to the development of that child. So you have two lesbian women. They want to have children. They have to go to the other side of the aisle and get, you know, the procreative material. And so what they're wanting to do, and it's in an odd sort of way, a conservative effort, if you will, quote unquote, they want the father to be part of that child's life. And so there you go, two women and the male provider. I won't say the word on public radio.
Yeah, right,
so,
right.
But, and then a lot of times it's the male contributor, the father, and maybe his partner. So it could be a four-way family. And this is very common in same-sex households. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is, you know, many people in the culture think, well, you know, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? I mean, let's let Bob and Jim next door, Sarah and June next door get married. What does it matter? Well, it matters in things like this, that it redefines the family, that the way they produce children requires at least three players, you know, and if not four and more. So it is a radical redefinition of family, and it's exactly why we're seeing the push for this kind of thing in state legislatures. When Canada passed same-sex marriage, I mean, it was just a couple of months till they made legal parentage of more than two parents law of the land.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed like that would have to follow because that's the trajectory that you're on. And here the courts are having a hard enough time, Glenn, dealing with two parents. Now you're going to deal with three and four parents. I mean, this is almost, in a sense, I mean, when you look at it economically, you know, for the attorneys, this is a windfall, a potential windfall profit for them.
Well, you know what? That's
only because I'm cynical. I understand. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. And, you know, that's you know, lawyers rule the world in some ways. And it is in that way. And it further complicates and redefines the family. And you think about the children. I mean, you were talking about that following God's rules is not just about, you know, willy-nilly rules here and there, but rules that benefit our well-being. Mm. And you think about the children in these kind of experimental families. That's what they are. That's what I call them, and I think others should call them as well. No society has ever been here before where we say, well, you know, a child can have more than two legal parents.
Yeah. It's an incredible experiment at the kids' expense here right now, the way I look at it, Glenn Stanton. Courts or legislators in at least a dozen states have declared that some children have three parents. It's an arrangement sometimes, as I said, the new buzzword you need to be aware of it called tri-parenting. So while the cases are rare, they've appeared in states from Florida to Alaska. The dozen states, Jersey, Oregon, Alaska, Pennsylvania, Florida, Maine, Washington, North Dakota, Louisiana, Washington, D.C., New York, California. And if your state is not mentioned, get ready. Tri-parenting may be something that you it could be readily or very soon made aware of. Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family. Glenn, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill. Thanks so much.
You got it. Glenn, of course, Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family and a Research Fellow at the Institute of Marriage and Family in Ottawa, Ontario. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer.